Fique at ease. Oh, non, qu'est-ce que c'est?
So I just wanted to state that we won't be meeting again after this meeting until January 7th, because in 2 weeks it's December 24th, so Christmas Eve. The week after that is New Year's Eve, so January 7th will be the next time we can have this meeting.
Guess I have a question about sort of about terminology of I am, how that relates to words or whatever. Would you say that the I am, is that something that doesn't change? Is would that be cons would the I am be considered beyond change?
And work points to the subtle sense of presence, the just I, the sense of existence. That's why Sri Ramakant Maharaj says there's no need to remain in I am because you are already in this. You are that. So this I am has arisen to you, the sense of existence, the knowledge of existence. When Nisargadatta Maharaj says remain with the I am, he doesn't mean like the words I am or meditate on this word I am. He means this subtle sense, this just I without anything. There's a very subtle feeling. And this feeling can be sensed because you're in body form. You're having this body, which is like dipping the cup into the nectar of immortality, feeling this sense of presence. And this is kind of the first step. The knowledge of existence. Oh, so this sense of existence has appeared. I can sense this sense of existence. Then the knowledge becomes whether the sense of existence is there or not, I am. And you don't even need to say this I am because there's no one there to identify I am. It's just that. So when we say, like, I am that, it is this I am, this subtle sense of existence is labeled I am so that we can say, remain with the I am, meditate, or, I am sense of existence. And that's why here all the time we're trying, as Sri Ramakant Maharaj did, to break up the concepts by using the words I am, sense of existence, just I, subtle sense. Presence, spirit, beingness, all these different names for the same thing. It's not like all these terminologies I need to learn and the beingness is more subtle than the I am or the I am is more subtle than the being. And no, these are all the same words pointing so that you can have the direct experience with your own selfless self. Before the words I am are, you are. Prior to the formation of words, the subtle sense of existence is there. The subtle sense of existence, you are identified with a body and you say, I am. For a time, you believe when you say I, it's for this body form, this limited up body. But in reality, you'll come to understand that when you say I, it's all of everything and also nothing, because everything appears in this nothing. And we say I. Prior to I, you are. Prior to the sense of existence, you are. The sense of existence comes along with the world, the entire world, as Maharaj says, projected on your spontaneous presence. That's why, really, if you want any kind of quote progressive steps, it'll be when you stop using words and stop trying to conceptualize or use vocabulary in any way to describe it. And you just, oh, this subtle sense, just die, just die. This is what all these words are meaning. And once I know this, I can throw away the words. I think Srinivasagopalan Maharaj says somebody points and says, that's John. And once you point, now this pointing is finished because, okay, now this is John. So you no longer have to say the pointing. And again, the direct experience. Until you have the direct, we talked about a couple of weeks ago, I think, the direct experience, I can fly. Jump off the balcony, you immediately have a direct experience, I cannot fly. So all of the manifestations of conceptualizing about flying are proved untrue in a direct experience. Other than that, you might read about, well, you can fly longer if you eat this food, or if you take this sort of practice, or you can sit in meditation and you'll be able to fly further or whatever. And then you jump, boom, direct experience, I cannot fly. Therefore, all concepts about flying are thrown out the window. Literally. And that's why Maharaj says the conviction, you smash all the concepts. When you know yourself in a real sense, just like now you know you cannot fly, you now know yourself in a real sense. So, body, mind, ego, intellect, spirituality, world, troubles, thoughts, whoosh, thrown out because now there's direct experience.
That's what I sort of have to get used to, is not to relate to my goings on as if the words really are what's determining what's going on. It's like that's only in the bubble of illusion where words are applicable. But
Yourself in a real sense, words are just the pointer. After you know yourself in a real sense, direct recognition, words are useless, meaningless.
I, you know, I of course tend to get dragged into the words being have some as if they have being to them.
Remove the body and tell me what word applies to you.
What was that about the body?
The body, like if you were to take away this body, that's why, like Sri Ramakant Maharaj, he says, remove the body and then speak with me about where, who you are, what you are, how you are, because you're not body. So everything that you're trying to place in words is through the bubble of illusion. I am a body. And just like if you were dreaming. And you came to understand you were dreaming and could even control your dream masterfully. You can control your dream. Maybe you can even manifest things on demand within your dream. And yet you know you're dreaming. So what's the point? You wake up, all those beautiful things you manifested, they're not there. In other words, this bubble of illusion that you're continuously concerned about conceptualizing and putting in boxes and trying to understand and explain, this is just food for a mind. And this is why you have to have time with your own selfless self. You have to spend time with you. Maharaj hammered it again and again and again. Meditation is most important. Not meditation like, oh, no. Spending time with your unselfless self, concentrate on the concentrator, meditate on the meditator until both dissolve within the concentration and the meditation. And then only you are. Of course, all of us, you've felt this subtle sense of existence, a subtle sense of presence. Move your identification away from body and onto this subtle sense of presence in the beginning. Attention is paid to this sense of presence, this existence. I am. Just I. And now, when you identify with that, then you say, okay, now how is that relating to this world? Well, it can't. It can't relate to this world. This world may appear within it, so to speak, as a dream. Again, you lay down asleep at night. It's a formless consciousness that's creating a form-based existence and a body that you're identifying yourself with in order to have an experience. When you know yourself in a real sense, you say, okay. So this body is a long dream. Whether it's here or not, I am. Concept of birth and death make no sense at all. Because what's born and what's dying? When the body's gone, where am I? Well, I'm not just body anyway. I'm all the bodies. I'm all of everything, just as in your dream. You're laying down sleeping. Your whole dream is appearing. All of the dream characters are there. They're all your own self. When you wake up, you know this. No matter how lost you were in the dream, upon awakening in the morning, you say, oh, it was just a dream. Oh, wow, this fly just committed suicide in front of me. He flew, hit the table, and now he's on his back with his little legs in the air. And see, again, this is presence. The same presence that's in this body is in this fly who's now struggling on the counter upside down. And if this fly doesn't move and just kind of the life goes out of it, so to speak, it's only just a lump of five elemental goo that presence is no longer animating. And the same will be true for you. No offense. Don't get upset that you're the same as a fly, but you're just like grass. Here, there's no difference.
The fly needs food to last, and the body needs food.
Exactly. You provide food and water for this body, your sense of existence will continuously be felt. And as long as you're not identifying with that body, you know, oh, the sense of presence that's occupying everything, because it is all, is currently experiencing itself as John only because of identification with the body form John. But the fly is experiencing itself as the fly. And the presence is within the body of the fly just the same as it is in you.
So it's
Because
something.
all of it is in all of it. See, you're formless, yes? So all forms appear within you. Lay down at sleep at night. Formlessly, a dream world appears, and all forms are your own self. And all the activities within that dream are, of course, your own self. All the dialogue, no matter how interesting, all came from you. And not you, the body, you, the you that you are, through the consciousness creating, and then you in this limited body form, whether it be in waking dream or dream, experiencing this creation.
Presence and consciousness, you are referring the same synonyms.
Yes.
Okay. So they both arise from the awareness, right? I mean, that absolute, whatever Maharaj says, that ultimate principle.
Yes, when a body form is available, the subtle sense of existence, I exist, is impressed. And then the concept, because it comes so quickly, just like in dream, you believe yourself to be the body. And oh, I exist as this body, rather than the existence itself that is knowing the knowledge of existence through a body. But you're in the knowledge not the knowledge of existence. Knowledge of existence has appeared to you.
So everything spontaneous arising.
Yes.
So then there is no concept, whatever some people say about predestined or something. So that is not a valid then. It is only everything is spontaneous arising.
Correct. Well, again, within the bubble of illusion, we have a lot of different concepts. But in the reality, there is no concepts because the reality is just reality, unchanging. That's why you don't get involved in the concepts because you know
There's
through
no
direct
concept.
experience.
What about you said there's no concepts. You can't really say there's no experience, though.
There is no experience. For your own true self, there is no experience the same as the formlessness that has created the dream world. All the experiences going on inside that formlessness, that consciousness, that presence. Whatever you want to call it, you're not actually experiencing any of those things. When you wake up, you know this. Oh, it appeared for a time that there was a lot of experiencing going on, even conversations going on, and the idea of separation going on. Waking up, you know this is not true. When you know yourself in a real sense, this quote, waking world is also seen as the same way.
So it's sort of like almost seems like the consciousness the overall consciousness is not me, but it's like the overall consciousness is through me, seeming to be Keith, but it's actually not Keith. It's still itself, and it's just even so I think of
Itself and
it as.
Keith. It again. It's just Maharaj describes it best when he says something appeared from nothing and goes back to nothing because it never was something.
But I think of it personally as if it's me that's me as Keith that's identifying with an individual as Keith, but it's actually it's some it's it can't since Keith doesn't really exist.
The knowledge of existence identifies with a body form that has the label of Keith.
It seems like it's like something the greater consciousness is identifying as Keith through Keith kind of like,
Well, again, forget
but
about
there isn't.
consciousness, forget about greater, lesser. All these are within the bubble of illusion. They're just concepts. There's one unchanging reality in which there is no world. And you are that. The knowledge of existence appeared to that, and boom, spontaneously, just as in dream. In dream, the body is laying down, sleeping. There's no knowledge of existence, no knowledge of anything. Then suddenly, a knowledge of existence stirs, a dream world appears. And immediately, your character is within the dream world that's appearing, so that there's the witnessing of this dream. Again, all of that you know when you wake up, it came spontaneously and it came from nothing. Because you're laying down sleeping and you're dozing off and now all just bliss sleep. Then there's a little stirring of the sense of existence. Boom, dream world. Now you're dreaming. You're in REM sleep or whatever. You're dreaming. And as you're dreaming, you're creating continuously, identifying, and then you wake up on the other side and you know it wasn't true. But during sleep tonight, you'll have periods of knowledge of existence creating a dream world, and you'll have periods where there's no knowledge of even your own self. And yet, the continuum is the reality that you are. As in, no, there's a continuum, so to speak, because waking, sleeping, deep sleep, dreaming are all appearing on your spontaneous presence. This sense of existence, the knowledge of existence, creates the illusion of existing.
That's not true. So presence is a concept.
Yes.
Illusion. Yeah. Okay.
Word, a label that's labeled to this subtle sense of existence, which is the first experience, I exist. And yet, this knowledge of existence, whether it's there or not, you exist.
So Maharaj says, for the consciousness, he says as I am. Again.
Consciousness, I am, presence, just I. Any of these labels,
Who said I am first?
and this I am is just very, very subtle. I exist. And that's why when Nisargadatta Maharaj says he remained with the I am continuously in all his efforts, and he would go and do his job and then sit with I am, it's that subtle, subtle sense of existence. The reason he says it unwinds all the secrets is because the knowledge comes. This subtle sense of existence has appeared to that you are. It appeared to something.
But then he also says that I am also get dissolved.
Yes. Because the knowledge is the sense of existence has appeared. And now this is that black hole that devoid of all concepts where all concepts are arising. Whether presence is there or not, I am. Whether the existence is there or not, I am. Whether consciousness is there or not, I am. Consciousness, presence, the entire world appears on that. That's the first illusion. I exist. Because this creates the illusion of duality. I exist. This I that exists exists without the knowledge of the existence.
That also creates the possibility of physical sensations in a body.
Again, but we don't really want to get into that because it's the same as in a dream. We dream.
It just builds on itself and creates an illusion of a whole body and everything.
It's like a big bang, just like in the sleeping at night. Knowledge of existence comes, dream world is projected, identification with an object within the dream creates the illusion of experience.
So can I say this? I am dreaming. Identification with the body, I can say it's as I am dreaming, because I still exist and I also can witness the movement, right? So can I say that identification is the dreaming?
Identification is the dreaming? You mean the sense of existence or presence?
Identification with the body.
In the beginning, if you have identification with the body, you
Yes.
sit with your own self, you start to feel this subtle sense of presence, you transfer this concept of identification with the body onto the concept of identification with the subtle sense of presence. And that could be interpreted also as individual consciousness to universal consciousness, if you wanted to say it that way, because you're identified with the body form, limited. Now you're identifying with this sense of presence, which is formless. You understand immediately that all of this is occurring within that presence. You identify with the sense of presence, you give all attention to the sense of presence, and then the knowingness kind of drops. That I'm giving attention to the sense of presence. And so, therefore, presence has appeared. It's the most subtle and the first illusion. So it's unwinding, it's receding, receding, receding. Where all experience ends, there you are. That's why Maharaj says it very nicely. No experience, no experiencer. No witness, no witnesser. Nothing is there. Not the concept of nothing, but the receding prior to presence, prior to beingness, prior to all of these, you are. And then you say, okay, well, remove this. No, you cannot. Because even in when you know yourself in a real sense, there's nothing there that can say remove what? Like,
You are not there.
hey, all layers have appeared on your presence. All concepts have appeared on your presence. The layers of illusion are gone because now you are.
So consciousness appears on the ultimate principle. That's what Maharaj says. For that, beyond consciousness, he says ultimate principle.
Exactly. Beyond consciousness, because consciousness has appeared. So
Yeah.
recede consciousness and you are.
Yeah, okay. So that's why he says, be with the hold on to I am, so that that is also get dissolved, and that's where your true self is the ultimate principle.
Exactly. Because it, the knowingness drops that this sense of presence, this I am, this I exist, this consciousness. It's a subtle form. And that puts you, it's a deep. All experience ends, there you are. No witness, no witnesser, no experience, no experiencer. That's why Maharaj will talk about samadhi. Samadhi is very nice because it's kind of pure identification with the sense of presence without identifying with any of the objects within presence. So you get this quote samadhi. But who is experiencing this samadhi? So even this has to be dissolved. And that's as you just mentioned, I am. You hold on to I am. I am is the last gate and the first gate. Door swings both ways. Right now, we swing into this world, and now all the world concepts, illusion, body, all this swing the gate the other way, and there you are.
And the more you sit with presence, the more it'll be self-evident, I guess, right?
Absolutely, the direct recognition. And
First,
that's the conviction.
I always have to get. I have to. I don't. I can't just sit with presence until I settle my mind somehow by eliminating that I know. First, I go through like a process of eliminating that I know anything at all, and then I can start. Then the mantra and stuff actually starts to have effect. But other than that, like you said a few weeks back or a month or two back, that just mantra mechanically isn't going to do much. It has to have some kind of penetrating
Deep desire to know yourself in a real sense. This is so important. I mean, this comes internally with your own self. It's like, oh, I must know myself. I want to spend time with myself. As Ramakant Maharaj says, don't spend time in meditation for the master. Do it for your own self. Not because Maharaj says, listen, you're supposed to meditate 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the evening. No, you do it for your own self. You want to be constantly involved with your own selfless self, praying ceaselessly, as St. Francis says.
So the thinking is the dreaming, that thinking process, because I exist. I mean, that's what consciousness is, exist. But at the same time, thinking is also going on. So the same consciousness is, I mean, the terminology, I'm just saying, the pointer. Thinking is the dreaming. Both are synonyms.
Again, once you know yourself in a real sense, body is not this. So you're no longer thinking that you're thinking from here.
Yeah.
Thought becomes basically the world.
Yeah, yes.
The flow of thoughts is the world because you're no longer identified with a body form where you say, oh, it's my thoughts. I'm thinking these thoughts. And that's why, too, in the beginning, if your mind is busy, that's great because you have a lot of stuff to witness, so to speak. And from the very early stages, you can sit and know, oh, look at this busy mind. And therefore, you're aware that you're seeing thoughts or you're able to observe thought outside of that stream. And we've talked about before
But
being on the
conscious,
riverbank. Go
okay.
ahead.
But consciousness itself is thinking. That is there, it is lost in thinking. That is why it is not able to recognize itself.
Which we identify with as mind.
Ah, yes. Yes.
And
Ah, okay, I got it.
usually those thoughts become personalized due to
Ah,
identification with the
yes.
body form that these are my
Ah.
thoughts.
Yes, okay. Yeah, that's what. So can I say that is the dreaming? Consciousness is dreaming as I am the body. So then onwards that thinking process starts continuing, like all personal concerns, all those things.
With identification with the body, yes.
Ah, okay.
And that's why when you know yourself in a real sense, thoughts may be there or not, but you're no longer involved in that stream of thought. Like you're no longer flowing with it. So you don't even know if it's a thought-free state because there's no longer an interest or an attention to thought.
Yeah, because when you are in that consciousness, when there is a recognition or whatever, you are staying in that state, there is no longer a thoughts. There is no thinking process going on.
Because you're no longer separating yourself from the flow of consciousness. In other words, if you separate yourself, then you can have a witness to this flow of thoughts. But if there's no separation, because you're no longer separating yourself through the limited understanding of being a body in a world, then you become one. Just like when you are with the sense of existence, the I am, for any length of time, this dissolves because you're no longer separating yourself as I exist. You're just yourself. You are. And the knowledge is that everything has appeared. And when you remove everything, there you are. And you cannot remove your own self. It
Yeah, because
is and it is not. It is, it was always there, and it is not being attribute. Hold on, I'm reading the chat here. It can't be felt, and it is not. Being attributeless, it can't be felt. I guess this was from the Avadhuta Gita. In an ultimate sense, it is an understanding, as in from these words I cannot pronounce, and then meaning the greatest bliss from knowing oneself in a truer sense, and it is just a form of understanding. Source, Guru Gita. John, please correct me if I put it incorrectly, as I have still not reached this understanding. I somehow feel I have a fleeting sense of this understanding lately, but again, get lost in illusion like neck deep. Yeah, I mean, it is. It removes all layers of illusion are removed when you remain with your selfless self. And everything has appeared to that. You cannot remove where all experience ends. There you are. All experience appears in your spontaneous presence. Direct recognition of your own selfless self. The just I subtle feeling is no longer of interest, just like in the very beginning, the thought stream is no longer of interest. Now the sense of existence is no longer of interest because you've become one with your own self. And you haven't really become one. You've just stopped separating yourself through concepts and illusory understanding or imagination. You just are.
I still get really interested in things like for the body, like going to music concerts. I think that
It's fine.
that's okay.
Yeah, that's no problem. I talked about last week. I enjoy my rap music. I drive around in my car listening to rap music very loud.
This is
And I like this.
I get mixed up. I get that self mixed up with my real the real self.
But there's no mixing because there's no separation. In other words, when you know yourself in a real sense and you're, quote, living the reality, it's just scenes appearing and disappearing.
Yeah.
TV. After this, I'm watching
Yes.
Lincoln Lawyer on Netflix. I enjoy the show very much.
Yes.
But it's just a scene that's appearing and disappearing. There's enjoyment, and then it's finished. And as long as body form is available, why not?
And no attachment to it.
There's no attachment, no, because there's no relation that it's you. It can't be you.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
it can't. The space in the room has the knowledge of existence, and if you ask the space, which body are you? Or tonight in your dream, you're dreaming, and you ask the people there, this dream consciousness has created all these people and all this experiencing, but which one is you? You say, oh, when this one falls, I am no more. No, but which one of those is you?
Well, I think I generally get caught up and think the enjoyer is me. I just lose track. I get lost.
You could say the enjoyer is consciousness, so to speak, because you're creating an experience through the illusion of existence and through the concept of duality. And so you're experiencing, but the experiencer is not you. It's through the limited concept of duality that you're able to experience.
And that can just be seen as scenes passing also,
And that's why
what I'm talking about.
we talk about like good deeds, bad deeds, all this kind of stuff. Of course, within the dream. If you do some kind of bad dream, bad deed, so to speak, in your dream, the body may be put in jail. You, the you that you are not. So all choice, all limitations, all kind of trying to figure it out or making decisions is all within the bubble of illusion. Thus, if there was any karma, so to speak, it would be within the bubble of illusion. And yet it would not affect you. There's this illusion has appeared to you. You're outside of it, inside of it, around it. It's in you. And it's not in you because it's not true. And that's why Ranjit Maharaj just says zero, just a zero. And not the concept of zero, zero, just what can you add to zero? Nothing. It's just zero. Or you are he. When he says he, a lot of people assume, oh, that means God or whatever. Again, it's another word, but accept your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master, no disciple, no world, nothing, nothing. Nothing is there except your selfless self. Be with you always. Because you can never not be with you. Only the concept and this flow of thoughts can try to separate you. You can't separate. And this, I think Nisargadatta Maharaj says, this phenomenon cannot affect the new phenomenon or whatever, the big thing, this has no ability to affect the reality. You can't add to it, you can't take away from it. All decisions you make are within the bubble of illusion, given the fact that this body form is available, just as in a dream. All the decisions you make.